Nothing says Christmas like a water buffalo. For a poor family in Asia, getting a water buffalo is like getting a farm tractor to pull a plow. Or getting a milk truck full of delicious milk. Or getting a stand at the market to sell cheese. A water buffalo opens the door for work, food, and income. More importantly, it opens the door to talk about Jesus. And nothing says Christmas better than that.
Join Truth Network in supporting Gospel for Asia. Give today at truthnetwork.com and click on the Christmas Critter campaign.
This is Chris Hughes with the Christian Perspective Podcast with Chris Hughes, where we encourage our listeners to engage the culture with Jesus Christ. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. So enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for His people to talk with Him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. Last week, we started a special run of Encouraging Prayer episodes where we're looking at Christmas music and how it can help us pray. That's a pretty cool concept. And James, you told me that you think that the story behind today's hymn was really inspirational.
Yeah, I really love this story. And it starts with a story about a man named George. There was a time in his life when George had been the man in some circles. He was a child prodigy. Everybody loved him, or at least they loved his music. Not only as a child, but into his 20s and 30s, and they had to have tickets to his shows. I mean, it was, you know, sold out kind of things in London. And he'd walk down the street, people would recognize him. George was a celebrity, and there was no doubt about it. But, you know, something can happen to celebrities, especially the child stars, you know. And especially in the music profession. I mean, do you remember the Bee Gees, Robbie?
I think I looked like one at one point. Yeah, I do. I mean, it used to be that you couldn't turn on the radio out hearing their music, and they were everywhere. But then, not too many years later, you know, didn't hear them at all. I mean, they just went out of style.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's what happened to George. George became a has-been. As a matter of fact, none other than the German king Frederick the Great said about him, "The great are over. His inspiration is exhausted." So, you know, they'd pretty much written him off. But that's where the story really gets good.
Really? So what happened next?
Well, in his book about Christmas music, Come Let Us Adore Him, Robert Morgan writes that George was abrupt, he was depressed. I mean, you could just imagine how that feels. I mean, you're once in a place where everyone loves you, and then you're just like, you know, the flavor of the month, and it's the next month. And, you know, but what happened was that God moved through all of this to humble him, and his whole approach became softer, it became more personal. And then one day, a friend sends him a manuscript of biblical texts that were prophecies that had been compiled about Jesus, about his birth and his mission. And Robert Morgan tells us that the words of Isaiah 40 that were, you know, among the scriptures in this just jumped out at George. Moved him so deeply, and it was especially the words comfort, comfort ye my people, that just, you know, sparked his inspiration.
Really? And this is the part where we learn about the importance of really getting alone with God and spending time with him in word and in prayer.
Yeah. I mean, especially, you know, you think about when we're going through crises and we feel like, you know, nothing good can come of where we are. I mean, think about it. George, he's now up in years, and his fingers have been crippled, stuck, and again, he's been just depressed and bankrupt forgotten by the world. But all of a sudden, he looks into the Word of God, and he just gets inspired. And he locks himself into his room. And 23 days later, Handel's Messiah was released to the world.
So George was George Friedrich Handel.
That's exactly right. And here's the thing. Handel's Messiah was an instant success. As a matter of fact, King George II stood to his feet during the Hallelujah chorus. And folks have been standing for it ever since, and they don't know why, but that's why. So,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, it happened, you know, when it was first presented. And here's the thing. Again, think of what was Handel's source of inspiration. It was Spirit of God and time alone with the Word of God and time in prayer. And he even said that there were times when he didn't even know if he was in the body or out of it when he was writing this, Morgan writes. So, you know, it's just this amazing story of what can happen when God gets a hold of us, regardless of our age.
Wow. So here's Handel, once a has-been, caught up and inspired by the Spirit of God, and really everything changes.
Isn't that beautiful? I mean, I love that. He's now in his late 50s, and this is in the 1700s when people didn't live so long, you know, so he's an old guy. And that should be an encouragement to any of us who may think we're past our prime. God can use us. He can use us at any time. He can use us to change the world. He can use us to do amazing things. And as we stay in his word and stay close to him in prayer, you never know what he will do.
Well, as we wrap this up today, I only have one thing to say. Hallelujah.
I think this is the point where I'm going to grab the microphone. I'm going to say, let's pray.
Okay.
Lord, bless us. Bless us to cling to you, to cling to your word. Thank you for your inspiration that you give us. Thank you. You are our creator and the source of everything good, every inspiration. And you are able to use us for your purposes. And so we pray that you will, Lord, bless us to be your very own and bless your people through us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And can I add that to that, James, by praying, Jesus, I thank you for the Christmas season and what the music does for all of our hearts, and that we, like Handel, would be so inspired to really sense you through the music in this time of year, that we would go into this Advent just with our hearts set on a fresh experience of you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.
This is the Truth Network.